Veterans Memorial is another song produced by Alchemist. It's definitely like when I first wrote the song to the beat, it just you know, made me, the beat actually made me write a story. You know what I mean? Like, it sounded like a story beat, definitely, as soon as I heard it. And the sample was saying dark clouds hanging over my head. You know what I mean? So that's, we always said that, like, back in the days, like 96, 97, me and Twin, Noid, Hav, and everybody in the crew, we used to always be like, yo, man, we got a black cloud following us or something, man. Like, so we would always have, like, hard luck, you know what I mean? Like, bad luck. A lot of things would happen, you know what I mean? So we used to always be like, yo, there's a dark cloud over us, man, you know what I mean? So when I heard that sample, you know what I mean, it just made me think about that. It made me think about, you know, my whole team and a lot of people that passed away in the team. And it brought me to the zone where, you know, like the first HNIC album with Veterans Memorial. So I wanted to do a part two to that song, basically, and, you know, just to bring people back to that feeling, because that's where the beat brought me, you know what I mean? So on that song, I'm talking about, you know, I'm talking about my man Killer Black, Haz's brother, and a situation he went through in the hood, you know what I mean, where he got shot in his head. And he actually, you know, ran straight home after he got shot in his head, took some Advil, and, like, you know, a week later, after playing with the bullet so much, he actually picked the bullet out of his head itself. Like, he got shot with a 2-2, and it didn't go all the way through his skull. It's kind of crazy that he survived through that, and he pulled the bullet out on his own. So I talked about that on the song. That was a real situation. Like, a lot of people, I hear that and probably won't think it's real, but that really happened, you know what I mean? And I'm also talking about my man Scarface, you know, Twin Gambino's twin brother, rest in peace, you know what I mean, who died in a car accident, you know what I mean, unfortunately, a while back in like 96, 97, you know what I mean, same time around when Killer Black died, you know what I mean, rest in peace, you know what I mean, to have brother. So I spoke about them on there, you know what I mean, because that really hurt us when that happened, you know what I mean, so I brought that out. And on the next verse, you know, I spoke about my father and a situation I had with my pops where he took me on a robbery and he robbed his jewelry store. He basically had me in the getaway car, you know what I mean? And he came running out the store with a bag, with a brown paper bag full of jewelry, and peeled off. Next thing you know, the cops is behind us and we in Hempstead, Long Island, you know what I mean? And so I said to Nassau, we got to a high speed chase with Nassau County, you know what I mean? That really happened, you know what I mean? And my pops decided that it didn't make sense for him to, you know, get in a dangerous high-speed chase with his son in the car, so he pulled over and surrendered to the cops. They arrested him. I sat in the back seat with him, and, you know, he held my hand behind his back with the cuffs on. We went to the precinct. My mom's picked me up from the precinct, you know what I mean? And my pops got bailed out, like, hours later that night. And he came back home, and it was crazy, you know what I mean? That was an ill situation. So that's another real situation that happened. Like, the last verse on that song, told my man E Money Bags, rest in peace.
Veterans Memorial Part 2. You know, it's a Part 2 joint. So, you know, you already know, you know, it's doesn't pick up where the last one left off. It's just pretty much on the same topic. But I'm not always, like, a fan of the Part 2 thing, but this one, this was actually a joint when we were working on the Return of the Mac project. This was a joint we did, and we stashed it, you know, because, you know, the Return of the Mac thing, you know, it ended up being really dope. It was like we were intending it as a mixtape, so when we made this joint, the way that he, you know, went in on the first verse about a lot of deep stuff that had happened, we basically were just both like, nah, we got to keep that, we got to keep that. We don't do that too often, but with this one, we felt like it needed to be part of HNIC 2. So we kept it, and that's probably my favorite. You know, it's just P. It's really just P. It's not about the beats. You know, even the tone of his voice didn't need doubles or too much spicing up of the beat. It was really just storytelling, you know. So you could pretty much close your eyes and see what he's talking about on that joint.